Weekends are funny on Absolute Radio.
And that all starts now with the most exciting man ever to don a cardigan.
John Richardson.
Exciting, effervescent, effortlessly uplifting.
Okay then, if you say so.
This is the John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Hello and welcome to the John Richardson and Kerry Godliman Show podcast. That's
yes.
what I'm obliged to call it now.
Yep.
After an angry text from Halifax.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, it wasn't angry actually, it was reasonable and that was worse.
Well, it was the just saying,
yeah,
which
guys,
makes it so reasonable.
I just think Kerry like brings so much.
Just saying.
Yeah.
It's quite a passé phrase, that, isn't it? Just saying.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll put that on that. Maybe that'll be the next literal police when we've got all them.
Right.
Or the just saying police. And he's not saying it because he's texted it.
No, exactly.
So actually, Adam from Halifax, in jail, mate. I'll tell you why it's called the John Richardson Show. Because I'm in charge. I push the button every now and again.
You
I?
Are good with the buttons. I wouldn't be good with the buttons.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do the buttons. Will left the room briefly and I got really panicky.
Yeah.
I was like, we can't do it, John. And you went, I can. And I went, I can't.
You're not good with buttons or the lanyards.
No, not good with the lanyards.
But we discovered today, good with the poetry.
Exactly. That's who I am. I just scat beat poetry.
we're going to hear Kerry's poem critiqued on the show today. It's a funny one. It had a definite vibe to it, innit? I described it earlier to Will as my on the beach show.
Yeah.
I'm sort of done for Christmas.
Yeah, it did have that kind of...
It did. In a good way?
In a phoned-in way.
Ah. Okay. Strap in and enjoy it.
Well, you had some Bucks Fizz.
I did have a little bit of Bucks
Fizz.
Yeah,
you had a little bit of fizzy wine.
Yeah, well, no, fizzy orange juice.
With wine.
With wine in it, yeah.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a brilliant time. That's why I write in my cards, have a brilliant time.
Is it?
Yeah, I never know what to put in Christmas
cards. That is a nice thing. That's all you need to write, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good luck with your endeavours, I put.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, good luck with all your endeavours.
That sounds like a teacher's put that.
Yeah,
have a lovely
exactly.
holiday. Good luck with your endeavours.
Yeah.
Remember to revise.
Keep in touch. but hashtag don't.
Don't. Just saying.
If... ooh.
What was that?
Is that a text noise?
It was. Sorry.
That you're getting a text, Will?
It's a team message.
Teams message, what's going on?
It's just the link from the show for Charlie.
Okay, great. So we recorded
Charlie
it.
Charlie got a chest infection.
Charlie's got a chest infection.
Oh, is she?
So pray for Charlie's chest in these troubled times.
Don't pray for Charlie's chest. Hang on.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Don't get me cancelled at Christmas.
You did so well right to the end of the
Let
year, and then you got yourself cancelled.
If you want to refer me to the Ombudsman or join in on anything you hear today.
This is what happens when he has fizzy wine.
It's John at absoluteradio.co.uk, not John and Kerry at absoluteradio.co.uk. And long may that reign.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
I've had a text already saying, John Richardson, you're playing ironic and there is no irony in this song. The most ironic thing about the song is that there's no irony in it. Literal police is coming. Chill your beans, guys.
That's setting the stall out early, isn't it?
So, it's John Richardson and Kerry Godliman.
Yes.
Isn't it?
It is.
Which one are you?
What do you mean?
Are you John Richardson or I always forget which one you are? It's like Ant and Dec,
isn't
it? I am
not John Richardson.
Okay, all right.
I just haven't got that kind of style.
Some people would love to be John Richardson.
I was giving you a compliment and you just talked over it.
Oh, did I? What did you say? I haven't got that style.
I said
style.
I haven't got that kind of style.
Yes, but you were being sarcastic, weren't you,
I wasn't just being ironic.
You were being mean, but with a nice voice. I've seen it done. I know the things. I know the tricks, people. Yeah, right, mate. Yeah, good to see you. Oh, it's not good to see me.
No,
I
come
understand.
On. That's
I'm
a projection. That's a projection. You're doing that.
If you want to be mean to me, you can message 81215 033 or 123 1215. You can email John at absoluteradio.co.uk. Don't have to use my full name, but you can do.
They can use all those same contacts to be nice to you as well, not just
they
to be
can.
Mean.
They can, yes, but historically people don't. You know, been here since September now. I know the game. We always start with a tidy up. That's what you got to do. Last week, if you weren't with us, what were you doing? Stuff? Fine. This pretty much sums up last week's show, if you weren't here at the time.
Go easy there, partner.
Remember doing that?
Who's that American voice that you
oh,
had there?
Oh, yeah.
That's an American, isn't it?
That was
it?
When we had that
who's
caller
that?
From Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, who told me to go easy.
Yeah.
Because I was going very hard. And they wanted me to go easy.
Yeah.
More accents. I'll try and get some in today. I really enjoyed that last week.
What, my American accent?
You, just the world tour that you took us on. Just a world tour in a sentence. A whole new world of pedantry was unearthed on last week's show as well. We discussed double negatives in songs, and in the week we heard this from Neil.
Hi, John. You mentioned double negatives in songs on the show last week, but you missed the most ironic one of all. We don't need no education from Pink Floyd's Brick in the Wall, especially because they make children sing it. What have they done to an entire generation? Thanks, Neil.
You're welcome, Neil. They make children sing it. I love that.
It's true. He's
yeah, there
right.
are children in it, but he sort of makes it sound like they're going around schools. Sing it, sing it.
I like to think they did do that.
This is Premier League voice notage, as far as I'm concerned. Mm. We will have a new report into the Literal Police later on, but we had this in the week based on the logistics of our work.
Hi, John. I'm Julian from Kent. I'm a big fan of the Literal Police, but I do find it a bit odd that offenders are sent to a chimerical prison.
Chimerical prison.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, a chimera was like a mythical monkey beast, isn't it?
I don't know. You're looking at the wrong person.
I don't know. We're all going to be Googling it in the next song, aren't we?
Wow.
We're all going to be Googling it in the next song. As I say, if you've spotted any offenders, it's turned into a sort of general pedantry thing, but if you've spotted any abuses of the word literally, I catch myself in the week now because I've really set myself up. And do you know what I've realised? I say it quite a lot.
But you say it correctly.
I say, like, I've got literally no friends. There's literally no point to me being here. This is literally the worst day of my life. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's all fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
We Googled chimerical, didn't we?
It's a lovely word. We're really pleased with that.
I've learned something today. Chimerical is a hoped for but illusory or impossible to achieve thing. The notion of tolerance is a chimeric dream.
Imagine get that on triple word score in treble.
Fall on that, innit? Yeah. Chimeric. Oh, you'd need two C's. How many letters can you have? You got me Bananagrams, didn't you, as a Christmas gift?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Because you've never played it, and I can't believe...
Never played it.
It's going to make your Christmas.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's big, that. More than, like, booze and...
But you like... Well, you booze up with it, mate.
You can't booze during Bananagrams,
you
can you?
You can.
Okay.
And then when you've finished, you can rap all your words... You can just like beat poet all your words out. That's what we do.
Oh no, I don't
finish
want to
it.
Do that.
Yeah, no, you have to.
I don't want to do that.
Voice note.
Okay.
That's.
Oh God.
I want that.
I don't know what's more tragic: forgetting you on Christmas Day or sending you a wrap of my words on Christmas Day.
I'll accept that you might be busy on Christmas Day, but I mean across the season. You know, in that betwixtness.
At some point, you want me to send you a wrap.
Yeah, I want a wrap of your words.
From Bananagrams.
Yeah, from Bananagrams.
Okay, I'm going to do it and you're going to regret this. Anyway, speaking of Christmas, we've been doing our rules. We've done rules for being in bars, rules for being in gigs. I would like this morning Christmas rules. That's we're getting into.
Oh,
we're all going to meet with family, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Let's set.
Are we talking about the day?
The day itself, what you do, when you do it, behaviour, how to operate at meals.
When to start drinking.
When to start drinking.
Mm.
When do you start?
Well, Bucks Fizz in,
exactly,
with breakfast.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not, I don't, that's orange juice, isn't it? That just doesn't count.
But it's got booze in it, hasn't it?
No, it's just orange juice. It's fizzy orange, isn't it?
Anyway, okay.
The non-negotiable rules for behaviour on Christmas Day, 8-12-15, 0330-123-1215. And I sort of as well, just because I'm not a very nice person, I want to know your big Christmas arguments. I just want to know ding-dongs that you've had.
It's not Christmas till you've had a little row.
I know, but you never hear of other people's because you're not there and people tend to not carry them with them. So I want...
They don't post those on social media,
Exactly. I am the receptacle for all your orgies. Do you remember the big Scrabble thing of 98?
Yeah.
It's Berm in our household. My sister put the word Berm down in Boggle. My goodness, I kicked off.
What word? Spelled how?
B-E-R-M.
There's no such word.
Exactly. And you commit to that even if you ruin Christmas. Anyway, it turns out it is a word, but I will never acknowledge that to my sister's face, ever. We want to know what you're smug about as well, and I'm going to be presented today with my biggest challenge in terms of ruining someone's smugness.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I can do it. And the Literal Police has yet another offender, this time from a podcast. Will we lock someone up for Christmas? Am I capable? Yeah, absolutely. It's
100%.
Something I thrive on, isn't it?
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
So we've had a text in from Rich.
Yep.
Yeah. And he says, good morning, John and Kerry. Could you please wish my girlfriend, I'm not going to mention the name, a happy birthday? We've never done it before. Do we do that? Do we do that
Why
sort
not?
Of thing here?
Why
do,
not?
Do we?
Why have you gone into that sort of persona?
I've always been in this persona, haven't I?
You've gone full sort of annoying teacher.
Well, this is not a full... We're learning what chimerical means this morning. This is a key moment, Kerry.
I don't like it.
We're going to become the kind of show that wishes people good times.
I think, why not?
You want to open
You're not going to do it.
Open the sluice gate, do you?
No. Well, why don't you just say we'll do it once, but we're not doing it again?
So this is our only ever birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you'll get, like, christenings and...
No, you won't. Just say it.
Okay, well, then, if this is our only one, is this the one you really want to do?
Well, this is the only one at the moment.
So we're going to do one happy birthday and none ever.
Yeah.
And this is the one you're picking?
Well, there is nothing else to choose from.
No, but now you'll get a lot and you'll have to say, no, I'm afraid we did it for...
Well, now we're being clear.
Okay.
So this is boundaries.
So the John Richardson Show says we only ever do one happy birthday.
And that is?
And it is to?
Michelle Ward.
Michelle Ward, happy birthday. And if it's your birthday or anyone you love has a birthday, we don't care.
We just have had to bring up the drawbridge now.
I don't care. No. Nope.
I care, but I'm not getting involved.
You care, but not enough to say the words.
Well, as you've seen, look at the smuggery on your face. Look at how much you want to be right about it. We're not going to get a slew. I know we're not. I believe we're not.
Okay. Well,
please
let's hope not.
Please don't send him loads of birthdays. Please don't make John write.
Do you? Oh, don't send them in.
No.
When am I right? If they come in or if they don't?
If they do.
I had an incident this week. I don't like, in terms of smugness, I hate film bores. So I hate people who are like, oh, yeah, actually the gun wouldn't have fired because in the early days.
Hate football bores, but go on.
Yeah, well, you're becoming one, though.
Do you think?
Yeah, Kerry's...
I've had a bit of feedback about my football.
Have you?
Kerry's
score predictions coming later. I think it's going to become a key feature of the show.
Anyway, go on, film bores.
I watched Home Alone this week while I did some Christmas wrapping.
Classic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've watched it. I've watched it 50 times, I think.
Why wouldn't you?
At least.
Why wouldn't you?
I've never noticed before the scene right at the end, like the very last bit. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. But anyway, they come back. he doesn't just get left on his own.
Yeah.
The bit where, so she arrives back and they have a hug in front of the tree. And
yeah.
He says, oh, what about the others? And she goes, oh, honey, they wanted to, but they couldn't come. And then they come through the door.
Yes.
And
classic
she goes,
moment.
Oh, what's this all about? And he goes, oh, we got that flight. You know, the one you didn't want to wait for. And she goes, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, that was going the other way.
There's no way on earth that in a marriage where she's been through all that for like 3 days trying to get home, she's been in the back of a truck and she's had to sell everything she owns. And then he gets in and the first thing he says is, yeah, we just got the flight you didn't want to wait for. So
oh, so it's not a logistical, it's a kind of marriage emotional.
Would hit the roof. Could you imagine?
Not necessarily. She's a great mum and she's already guilt-ridden from what she's done.
No, we just chilled out in Paris. We just had a nice dinner and
I like to think that she's learned a lot on that journey and she's much more forgiving.
No, absolutely not. He would get one. He would get one right in the coin purse. Absolutely. Oh, did you? Yeah, you just got the flight.
Not
okay,
after
so
what?
I could have done that,
no.
Should I? Is that what you're saying, is it?
She's just relieved to be back with her son.
Yeah?
Yes, that's all that's going on. Don't start on Elf.
Okay.
That's going to blow your mind.
Talking narwhal. Unbelievable. Hey, guess what, Kerry?
Go on.
The birthdays are already coming in. Rules for Christmas. You hate Elf, is what I've learned.
No, I don't.
That was happening, yeah, because you don't think it's real.
I was just saying, you went in for, like, you know, pedantry on Home Alone.
Yeah.
And there's only one tiny moment where you're like, oh, that's not a real marriage. And I would argue, Elf is about a bloke dressed as an elf, a fully tall, quite a big bloke, walking around New York.
Fully tall.
dressed as an elf.
A little bit tall. He's
fully
tall.
And then
quite
a cool woman falls in love with him. Come on.
That is every... If you're going to... I think we would lose half of films, though, if a very average man
yeah,
didn't somehow manage to ensnare a beautiful woman.
He just walks around Manhattan dressed as an elf.
Yeah.
It's not realistic.
She'd need some sort of psychiatric assessment. If you fall in love with a man who's saying he's an elf...
Definitely.
There's issues, isn't
you're
there?
You're like, okay. Let's...
One rule I would like, So we're looking for setting rules in place now for Christmas Day. Someone says be on time.
So for the lunch thing?
For whether you turn at lunch or... But then you need to know what the time is.
Yes, because that varies a lot, doesn't it?
What time is dinner?
Oh, OK. So what time are you getting up? If you've got young kids, you're getting up early.
You're getting up at 5.
What about the families where the kid comes in at, like, 3 and you're like, go back to bed?
Yeah.
But...
Not happening. Mm. Once he's been... They're up.
Yeah.
I would say maybe send out to the people that are coming a time schedule. This is when we're doing this. This is when we're having that.
When do you get dressed?
As late as possible. I wear a fancy dress outfit on Christmas Day. Every year a different one.
Right. And when do you pop that on?
I tend to pop that on.
Because we're back with the elf thing, aren't we?
We're back into the elf territory. The look in your eyes.
The fully grown man dressed up thing.
You did say that like a psychotherapist. Right. And when are we putting the outfit on, John? When does that happen on Christmas Day?
Like, is it on for hours and hours and hours?
It goes on at after breakfast.
Which is when?
Well, I'd say about 9:10. You're having a bit of croissant and box fizz action, aren't you?
Yeah.
Then I'll put my special outfit on.
Yep.
That's when we all go and shower. Not together. Not together. That's another rule for Christmas Day. No family showers on Christmas Day, please.
Good to be clear.
Then I'll put my outfit on. But then you're probably going to get a cloth, aren't you, for Christmas? Someone's going to get you a shirt or something.
Yeah,
you get
to
an age like this, it's a cardigan. Mm-hmm. Might just be socks. So then you're obliged to wear what people have got you.
Yeah.
So then I will go upstairs. If someone's got me a pair of socks, I'll take everything else off and I'll just come down in the socks just to show them that I appreciate the gift. Rushy says, stop spilling crumbs as well, which suggests it's going to be quite a tense Christmas in the Rushy household.
What, that's one of his rules?
That's his rule for Christmas Day. And that's all he's put, stop spilling crumbs.
Wow, that's really... That never comes up for me on Christmas Day. I never think about that.
No, there's just detritus everywhere, isn't there?
Yeah.
Bits of sellotape.
Like, how relaxed is the present ritual bit?
Yeah.
Oh, do you insist on we take it in turns to do presents? So we all... Right, so there's not like everyone's just opening
And somebody's
presents.
In charge as well, sort of divvying
out. Is it you,
out.
John?
Here's one for you, here's... It has been me.
Yeah, it's you. You're in charge.
I don't like to, but some people don't
but
like
to do it.
But
other people are incompetent, aren't they, John?
I'm quite... Well, I've got the badge. I've had the badge
there
made
you
now.
Go.
It says Daddy's in charge. So once you've put that on, you've sort of got to be in charge, haven't you?
Oh, can I have that badge?
The big rule I want... And I want a factual answer on this, an actual number. How many times do you offer to wash up before you're allowed to say, OK, you do it then? Because I think it's 2. I think you've got to go, how many are you saying, Will? 3. I think you've got to go, oh, I'll wash up. And then someone goes, no, don't worry, we'll do it later. And you go, no, seriously, because you made lunch. Then you're allowed to go, OK, fine, you do it later. Thank you. Didn't want to do it anyway. Is it 2?
I would insist that other people do the washing up first time.
Yeah,
they
that's
offered.
The gamble. I'll wash up, thank you.
Yeah, go on then.
Oh, no.
Go on then.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That has absolutely backfired.
Yeah. If you're offering to wash up in my house, you're washing up.
Right, okay. Noted. The Godleman household do not offer to wash up because you will be called on it.
Get John Richardson on.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
So it's poetry time. John Richardson and Kerry Godleman on Absolute Radio. Just very quickly, somebody has said, could you just do one more birthday? It's for my friend, his birthday's next week, and his name is Jesus.
That's all right.
Very
You're
going to do Jesus?
We'll let the JC birthday celebrations
commence.
You've broken
very early.
Yeah, but that's the reason for the season, mate.
If someone wants to clip that and use that as their as like an advert, that was really good. That's a reason for the season, isn't it?
Especially as you're going into a poetry link. I just gave you that as a little...
You did. Mm. Well, we're going to discuss your poetry because obviously
what?
This is the most cultured show on radio.
My poetry?
We're going to discuss your poetry. Last week, you made your poetry debut.
Mm.
You penned a rhyme to me, for me, about me.
I didn't want feedback, though. Am I going to get feedback?
You are going to get feedback. But so that we know that we're what we're getting feedback for.
Okay.
I thought it'd be nice to hear your poem again.
What?
So here it comes.
No! I penned a little verse for you, John, as you're such a joyful Christmas fairy. I'm determined to be a kind-hearted soul and to end this year less leery. I admit I found your I admit I found your Yule time cheer a sharp plot twist in your nature. I did wonder where our John had gone and who was this turncoat traitor. I'm not familiar with this elated gimp, this Noel imp. Who is he? I admit I felt thrown. My mind was blown. I expect bar rule systems and kimchi. It's a U-turn from your prickly self and threw me off my guard. But it is the season of miracles, both enchanted and bizarre. And what do I know about weirdness, John? I get elated over jars. It is what it is at the end of the day. And now December is underway. My humbug groans pass over. I'm on board with this eager cheer. I should never have been a moaner. I finally see the twinkling lights. The season's charm works magic. I'm Yule connected. My tree's erected. Perhaps your thrill's magnetic. So Feliz Navidad at your grottoed out pad. Organising neat cutlery drawers to all you and yours. May your dreams be fulfilled for the season, be it vegan mince pies or pedantry vibes or the bottle opener you keep your keys on. May the knitwear gifts never, ever, ever, ever cease. And I hope I don't get nicked by the literal police.
It's very good.
Is it?
It's really good.
Oh, hang on, what's coming?
Well, I really enjoyed, because I feel for you there, because I would have hated that.
Yeah, that
you
was
had to
hard.
Sit and listen to your
yeah,
own
work.
Yeah,
that was tricky.
There. You
some
seem to enjoy
don't
it, though.
Scan.
You're nodding joking. Away. She was sort of like a jazz club vibe. You're sort of clicking your fingers
yeah,
along to it.
Scatting to it.
You were, yeah. Mm. And I liked the little ticking in the
well,
air for
the
each
first
rhyme.
The first rhyme scanned, and then I never did the air tick again because none of the others scanned.
Anyway, I don't know how you feel about this. So, we've been in touch with a poetry specialist who has reviewed that poem.
None of this was made clear to me when I was invited to write it.
No, because you wouldn't have done it.
No.
I can't tell you my nefarious
plans. What do you mean a poetry
plans.
Specialist?
Somebody whose job is to critique poetry has been
well,
in touch.
Well, they're going to just give it a kick in. This is inevitable.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not. We'll hear from them later in the show. But in the interest of balance, I thought we'd invite the listener. If you want to comment on Kerry's work, they've just heard
no.
it. 8, 12,
just send 15. Your birthday wishes.
No, we're not doing shout outs. 0330 123 1215. Email john@absoluteradio.co.uk and we'll
only say nice things.
Public opinion versus professional opinion later. Mm. And we'll see which matters more.
Okay.
But I have to play the critique of your poetry.
Oh.
It's that time.
Is that going to... Oh,
I don't know. I've not heard it. So it could go either way, couldn't it? I played your poem back earlier, so yep. everyone could hear it. We all thought it was brilliant, right, Will?
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah. But it's nice to... I think it was so good, it would be nice to get a professional opinion.
Yeah,
so
go on then, because I was going to pitch it for publication, so it's better to get some notes.
Poetry expert and A-level English teacher Paul Outhwaite from Stokesley School.
Yeah.
Here we go. Do you want to hear what he says?
Yeah.
It suddenly occurred to me as soon as I asked them that if you say no, I'm going to play it anyway. Yeah. So it just look even worse. Okay, well, you're going to. Here we go.
The poem I penned a little verse for you, John, is an anarchic stream of consciousness. There's some elegance in the language. I like the penned a little verse to start with and the alliterative turncoat traitor. There's a rhythmic, rap-like beat. It engages us. It takes us in. There's plenty of forced... Well, is it forced or is it slash genius juxtapositions? I don't know if it loses way or the poet just gives up a bit because when I read the line, it is what it is at the end of the day.
Yeah, but that's a quote.
It feels like a sigh, a sluggish kind of giving up. As I say, in summary, I really don't know what to make of this poem. The next poet laureate, the next Bukowski, or Pamir's on a bad day. I don't know.
I'll take Pamir's on a bad day. She's never has a bad day.
No, that's true.
I am really happy with that. He used the word genius.
He did, yeah.
And he doesn't know that the one bit he was negative about was a quote from our show, because it is what it is at the end of the day.
As a callback.
He's a callback from
stuff we've talked about. Implying that Paul doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he knows it was a callback.
It has
he said
some elegance.
Anarchic genius.
Anarchic stream of consciousness.
Yeah, like a rap.
Yeah, and a genius juxtaposition.
I am really excited. I think I might go forward for it as a new sort of side hustle, poetry.
Professional poetry.
Yep.
Well, there you go. Sometimes we do nice things, you see. You've been nervous about it, and look what's
happened. I thought it was going to be, he was going to give me a kick in, and he might have opened up a whole new avenue of life for me.
He also critiqued my poem.
Yeah.
We're not playing that. He was mean about me. My poem was called What Are Your Words Worth? And he said, not a lot. Perhaps a little trip to Sainsbury's.
Oh, that's not very nice,
that's
is it?
Not very
but
nice,
after
is it?
You play Bananagrams, you might find this changes for you.
Oh, no, I don't want to be the poet who was made better by Bananagrams.
Why?
Because I don't think that sounds like a good thing.
Inspiration
it's really
comes
came
where it
on.
Comes from. Didn't Bowie used to like do song lyrics with those word magnets? I remember reading or hearing that. Sometimes he'd move words. You know those word magnets you can get for the fridge?
Yes.
I remember hearing somewhere that he loved those and he used to move words around.
Made up though, isn't it? Because I heard the same thing about Sean Locke, and that's how he came up with the pig and a hammer joke. And I asked him about it and I said, is that true? And he went, no.
Oh.
So I think it's maybe just not true.
John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
It's John Richardson and Kerry Godliman on Absolute Radio. It's a Christmas special. Is it? Sort of. You claimed. That was lovely, by the way. I knew what that was. Yeah, the waitresses.
Yeah. I know that because Charlie just said it just before we went into the...
You claimed in that song not to know Christopher, a spaceman came
I don't
traveling.
Know it.
I really worry for you.
Why?
Well, I think there's a certain amount of cool, like, oh, yeah, I don't really... You know, I don't watch the news.
I'm not trying to be cool. I'm just cool naturally.
No, I just mean sometimes you say every week you don't know something, and I think
it's every day, mate.
But I think, how do you not know Christopher, a spaceman?
Maybe if I heard it. Maybe no disrespect.
I sang it for you.
Yeah, maybe it was the interpretation. I might know it if I heard Christopher. Do you say Burr or Berg?
If he's listening, he might ring in and sing it.
I was thrown by you because we did a little Christmas cracker in the break and you did a maths question that blew my mind.
Thank you. I don't think anything that is in a cracker should really blow your mind.
Oh, it sent me in a tiz.
Yeah?
I was like, what, put 4 and 3 equals
You've got to put
7.
The question out now, because if I was listening to this, I'd think, I want to be clever.
All right. I mean, I'm sure that if you've got a math brain... It's okay, but I haven't got a math brain, so
no,
I was sitting
have.
There.
But you've also got a social life brain and all the other stuff as well.
A father is 4 times as old as his son. In 20 years, he'll be twice as old. How old are they now?
Yeah. Well, just dangle it out there.
Well, you did it really quickly, really quickly, like your AI.
Yeah, but you know it's going to be a multiple of something, don't you? If it's doubling, it's not going to have a 3. Okay. Unbelievable. All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
Go on.
It's that time of the week I puncture your smugness and I'm ready for it this week. I've got my jousting pole out. Let's go. What are you smug about?
Well, I was torn between... I made a really good soup.
Okay. Self-defeating.
Yeah, okay. And I've been doing a lot of quizzes, quiz mastering.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, running the quizzes.
Obviously you run the quiz.
Yeah, I love a quiz.
You don't... You've never heard of anything. Question 2, which Christmas song? No, never heard of them. Well, which one? Chris to who?
That's unreasonable. I don't know that one.
You don't know who Luke Littler is.
No, that is true.
How can you run a quiz?
We've got different interests.
But what are...
I don't do sport. It's all PE.
All music.
It's all PE. I don't get involved.
I'm just baffled. So you set the questions.
I do music. I like a pop quiz.
No, you don't know Christopher.
I know Christopher. I know Lady in Red. That's the one I know.
Yes.
Never seen you looking as lovely as you're looking tonight.
Oh, that sound you hear is producer Will hitting the desk. Never been serenaded before, Will.
I did give you direct eye contact when I sang that.
You did?
Yeah, it was quite intense.
And you were sort of chewing the end of your glasses as well. It was the most erotic moment we've had on the John Richardson Show on Absolute, I'll say that.
Thank you, Christopher.
Big moment for Will, who has been called out by his mum, who's texted in to say, you don't even offer to do the washing up once. How dare you lie on air and say you do it 3 times?
Well, that's... So,
yeah. You're
don't
3
ever
times
lie
a liar.
When your mum's listening.
I'm going to say something.
Like
I don't
that.
No, don't
three
sing.
Times
don't
a
sing
liar.
It. Don't sing it. Don't sing it. Luckily, yours this week, I don't even have to say anything. Because I haven't seen you for a week and all you've done is make soup.
No, I'm... Okay.
I don't really
yeah,
have to
do
anything.
It was a really
yet.
Good soup. I was thinking... When you said, what are you feeling smug about? I thought, that soup was really good.
Was it... Did you buy things specifically for the soup or was it leftovers?
No, I went out and I followed a recipe.
But it should be nice then.
Yeah.
What was in it?
Well, if I tell you now, you're just going to sneer, but there were loads of root vegetables and cabanero and paprika. It was that sort of vibe.
Root vegetables and paprika?
Poi lentils.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now you're talking. Mm. You've picked the right guy there. Very few men of this age you can say poi lentil to or get the reaction.
I said poi, it's poi, isn't it?
Sorry. Sorry. I think it is.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah?
Yeah, I get a lot of food things wrong.
But, well, I was going to say, I don't want you to think I'm being a bad person for picking you up on pui lentils, because I let Cavolo Nero go.
I said Cavanero, I didn't say Cavolo.
It is Cavolo Nero, it's not Cavanero, is it? Oh, no. We'll find out anyway.
This is like taramusalata all over again.
Taramusalata?
I've called it taramusalata since
it is like a mousse. I say you've improved it there.
I just say the things my mum said when I was growing up. So taramusalata and pita bread.
I sometimes say the things my mum said when I was growing up.
Yeah.
John, leave it alone. So anyway, I've dispatched you there, I think, in terms of your smugness. I haven't been told this week who our smugness is. Every week I try and take down. Last week I took down a guy who'd taken an artwork that he'd done to Tom Cruise. Absolutely smashed him. All I've been told is that this one could be my biggest challenge yet. So here we go. Let's find out who it is.
John, it's Chris McCausland here, and as you may know, I have just won Strictly Come Dancing, and nothing can bring me down. Beat that, eh?
Okay. Oh, very good. Okay. Very good.
Here we go.
Good luck, John.
The wind-up and the pitch. Well, would you like to say anything to Chris?
Congratulations. You totally smashed it. You were brilliant. Over to you, John.
Well done. Oh, no.
He's inviting you to take him down.
He is. Well, do you know what? I know Chris, and he's also told me that nothing can bring me down. So I think that means I can do it, can't I?
Go on, then.
Because it's still just dancing, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, it's not like Strictly Come Brain Surgery or Strictly Come like Peace Negotiations. He's done a shimmy, mate.
He did a lot more than a shimmy.
What's he done?
He made everyone cry with that waltz.
Yeah, I've made people cry. Don't see me on BBC TV on a Saturday night. Yeah, I make people cry right now. Obviously, it's sensitive. Do you know that I saw a news clip this week of a young girl with sight loss, and Chris phoned in, and everyone was crying, and I had a little cry as well. So.
He's brilliant.
I don't mind if the one I fail on this year is somebody who's won Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
I guess I have to let him have it.
Good for you, John.
Yeah, well done.
You look happy about it.
Well done, mate. You did a really good dancing.
John, son of Richard.
John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
The pedantry is what the show is becoming known for, really.
Yeah.
And I'm delighted to say now people are ruining Christmas songs. We've had a text from Joe saying, do you know what annoys me? Mary's Boy Child by Boney M, where they say Mary's Boy Child was born on Christmas Day, but he wasn't because Christmas Day was only a thing after Jesus was born. Am I right?
That's fair. Right? Well, I don't know. Maybe, I suppose technically she's right.
If I had my literal police sort of judge's hat on, my little wig and my gabble, I would say it's still technically correct to say Mary's Boy Child was born on Christmas Day, although they might not have called it...
Because you're speaking retrospectively.
She's talking about the 25th of December, which is known as Christmas Day, even if it wasn't then. So it's not incorrect
to say. You were born on your birthday.
I was born on my birthday, yeah.
Well, there we go.
How do you know that? That's weird.
There you go.
That was a little bit freaky, that. You're freaking me out, mate. You're going through my bins. So anyway, we're going to do the literal police...
That's the sound of
literal.
Police.
That's
the sound of
literal.
Police.
Busy old jail at Christmas, this one. Emma Willis is in there. Motsi Mabuse is in there. Paddy McGuinness is in there.
You've gone for everyone.
Everyone's in there. It's the place to be this Christmas, to be honest.
Sounds like a right laugh.
You want to get slammed up in the jungle. Danny Jones is in there. Ben Burrell, Absolute Radio's very own. He's in there.
You've shown no mercy.
I've got no mercy. There's none in me. You can't slacken on these things. Otherwise, what is the point?
Stay strong, John.
However... I have had, I've been taken to task myself. We take complaints very seriously at the Literal Police. We have our own ombudsman. During the week, I'm delighted, and I mean this, thrilled to say Ernest got in touch. This is one of my favourite voice notes we've ever had, and Ernest is not pleased with me.
Hi, John. Your show last week was again very uplifting. I just wanted to flag that your tattooist guest was let off without even a caution for being literally gobsmacked. You call yourself the literal police, but are letting crimes happen right beneath your nose. I suggest there is a full inquiry into the incident. I look forward to your response, Ernest.
You'll get my response, Ernest. You'll get it, mate.
He is very earnest.
That was, well, I loved that.
Yeah, he's
great. I sort
of
want a voice note from Ernest every week now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get him to do one every day through December, having him as your Advent.
Oh, Ernest Advent. Ernest saves Christmas. Right under your nose. Oh, Ernest.
Without even a caution.
We can only apologise.
This is as bad as
that
my American.
Was great.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't your American. Okay. That was good. There will be an investigation. We'll look in. We'll if you don't mind doing that work this week, we'll look over the clip. If a crime happened that wasn't picked up on, we'll go back and I'll tell you what, I'll double down on the punishment.
Mm.
I'll put myself in there. No, because I didn't. No, I don't. Because I didn't say literally wrong, did
no,
I?
No, he said it.
So thank you for getting in touch, Ernest. We've had someone reach out to the Literal Police Hotline this week. This offence comes from a very well-known podcast. I don't like to publicise other people's podcasts, really. Not when your own are doing so badly. But it's Tom Holland from The Rest Is History. The problem is he's got three, you see. Because
right.
Everyone's got three podcasts now, haven't they?
Have they?
How many have you got?
One.
Yeah, that's the thing to do.
Have you got one?
I reckon if I consolidated this one.
Can I count this one as
yeah,
a second
you're on
one?
This podcast. Two. You've got two podcasts, mate.
Two.
All double podcast godly,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is Tom Holland from The Rest Is History.
Right.
They're doing all right, aren't they? So I reckon if I
That's
get him in jail.
That is a good one.
I've got a vested interest in getting him in jail here. Anyway, let's hear the offence.
So, Dominic, we left our listeners on a moment of excruciating tension. Everything is literally hanging on a thread.
Yeah, everything.
Everything is literally hanging on a thread.
Okay. I mean, I think he's being a bit self-aware. He's like, it's a metaphor, isn't it? Metaphors aren't allowed in the literal clangor.
It's not a metaphor, though. It's the opposite of a metaphor, isn't it? Metaphor.
Did I say metaphor?
No, I said metaphor.
Okay.
Don't you worry about that.
Oh, I don't know. It just seems so playful and kind of creative.
Oh, she's weakening. DCI Godliman is weakening.
Okay, it can't literally be hanging on a thread.
Well, that's it. I have to declare, I haven't listened to the full episode. I'm not aware of any great historical sword of Damocles, maybe. Was that,
Did that hang by a thread?
But and I don't think he's
maybe
talking about
maybe the Bayeux tapestry hung by a thread.
Yeah, do you know, it probably hung by a drawing pin.
Do you reckon?
Probably pinned it up,
no, it predates the drawing pin.
No, the drawing pins would have been around then, but not blue tack.
Definitely, it's pre-blue tech.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's pre-staple gun.
I reckon, if only because his podcast is doing better than all of
you're
mine.
You're going to take him
down. Yeah, absolutely. Get in jail, mate. If you hear anybody misusing the phrase literally, if you have any rules for Christmas that you want to get in, specifically from popular podcasts, I think, let's target this now at the successful. Let's really use this to punch up.
So Fair enough.
Just go through the top 10 podcasts, have a listen through, any literally, Lineker, I'm coming for you, mate. Don't you worry about that. John at absoluteradio.co.uk.
Saturday mornings never sounded so John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show with John Richardson.
Welcome back. It's John Richardson and Kerry Godliman on Absolute Radio. Thank you to Katie and the news team for mentioning Leeds United in the news because it makes me feel all special. It's like we're irrelevant.
Is it good news?
Well, we're just playing today and somebody
cares.
Don't
you play all the time?
Not all the time, no. I'm wearing my Leeds United Christmas jumper.
It's a
Nobody
really lovely
said anything.
Jumper. I did. As soon as I came in, I said,
did
brilliant
you?
Jumper.
Thank you. I didn't hear that. Sorry.
It's a great jumper.
I was pranking you. I was hiding. So it's the news that wasn't in the news that should have been in the news that might have been news. There's a couple of sort of burglary ones.
Right.
Somebody, in attempting to flee a burglary, got stuck in a chimney, which is quite funny, just before Christmas.
Yeah, that's good.
But I think because everybody is that time of year when everybody's loading up the car, my friend is driving up to his family today and I said, when are you leaving? He said 12. I said, aim to leave at 10 if you want to leave at 12. That's
yeah,
just
that's,
how it goes.
Yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Fair.
Bag yourself at least 2 hours because the stuff never fits in the car and
no,
then you always forget.
You can bend time.
Where do you put the perishables because you don't want them to get warm in the car on the way? There's just a lot of car
glass,
loading.
Glass. Where are you going to put glass? Put it in socks.
Exactly. Someone ends up holding it in their lap
yes.
or something.
Oh, someone holding a soup.
So. Are you taking the soup on the road? Are you
I'm touring my soup.
I did think about once doing a tour where I homebrewed beer and I gave it out.
Oh, but why didn't you do that?
Because I can't be bothered.
It's a lovely idea, though.
Yeah. I mean, would you do it with soup? Would you do soup for 100 every night of the week?
It does seem a lot. It's the travelling it. It's the travelling around with it. But I have done a long journey with a... It was a good soup.
Parsnip in it.
There was parsnip in it.
Yeah, it's not a good soup then.
No, but not loads, just a bit.
Yeah, but parsnip is like banana in a smoothie. Once it's in there, it's all you can taste. So
no,
just get rid
honestly,
of it.
You couldn't. It didn't overpower.
Did you save me any?
No.
Of course you didn't. Anyway, so two thieves broke into a gallery. I'm not endorsing this, by the way. I think this is awful behaviour. But they broke into a gallery and stole an iconic print of Queen Elizabeth by Andy Warhol. They got it out.
Right.
They blew the doors off the gallery. There's quite a lot of prep has gone into this.
Right, yeah. You do have to plan this sort of stuff.
Yeah, and then...
You don't do it on a whim.
It wouldn't fit in their car.
What?
It wouldn't fit in the car. They had to leave it in the street.
Oh, wow. So they hadn't prepped, really.
So just know, like, if you're right now, you're trying to load the car and the radio's on and you're getting nagged about, well, why did you pack so much? Well, we can't leave the presents, can we? That's the whole reason we're going there. Just know somebody blew the doors off an art gallery and stole a multi-million pound painting and then went... We'll put the seats down. We're kind of up against it time-wise, Barry.
We're on camera, Barry.
It's a bit beyond getting the seats down. So it could be worse. We'll find out what Kerry thinks should have been in the news after this. So, Kerry.
Right.
You knew that was happening, right?
I know, but I was really into the music and then I got...
We're 2.25 hours in, you know...
What we're here to do.
Yeah, when the song's finished, we talk to each other.
Yeah, and you did tee it up because you said after this, Kerry's going to come at you.
I did all I could to make you aware.
I'm all over it, mate.
You're
ready.
Fine now.
Right, strap in.
That was almost like I could have filmed that and put it on Instagram as one of those pranking videos. You were so frightened when I said your name. Become obsessed with those.
Oh, I'm in them. My kids prank me. Anyway, that's another story.
I bought my daughter a present specifically so she can target me in the house. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. I bought her something that I'm going to give her and say, please torture me with this because I will find it hilarious.
Wow, yeah. I hate being pranked.
Do you?
Oh, my daughter loves making me jump and she makes little montages.
Does she?
Yeah.
Please may I have a look at something?
Well, I put one of them, I did put one of them in my tour promo. Like my
bandwidth?
Tickets available
now. 2025.
Yeah, there's my kids pranked me and I put it in my tour promo.
I'd like a lot of them, if
yeah,
I
you
could.
Need a load of them. Back
I would
to.
Like you to.
I'll show you one when I finish this news story.
Thank you.
Okay.
Look who's gone all slick. Look who's suddenly DJing.
Hang on, I haven't read
and
it
I'll get
yet.
That to you after this news
this
story.
This is good, though. You want this. This
I
is
do
a good
want
story.
This.
A council in the US has asked its residents to stop sticking googly eyes on the city's art. And the pictures are so good. The comedy eyes have appeared on statues and murals all over the city in Oregon, causing a viral sensation. The council said, while the googly eyes, I'm not going to do the American accent.
Okay, so it's a council official from Kent.
Yeah. While the googly eyes placed on the various art pieces around town might give you a chuckle, it costs money to remove them.
Oh, grow
with
up.
Care not to damage the art. It doesn't cost money, so you just pick them off. Anyway, yeah. Everybody wants to keep them. All the local people are like, keep the googly eyes. They bring us joy.
I would like to hear you do that quote in an American accent.
No!
Though.
Okay.
Yeah.
While the googly eyes placed...
Yes, please.
...placed on the various art pieces around town might give you a chuckle. It costs money... It costs money to remove them with care, not to damage the art.
My favourite word is art.
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 Yeah.
That's a name in America, isn't it? My name's Art.
Art Garfunkel.
Yeah, Art Garfunk. Art Garfunkel. I love googly eyes. What's not to love about a googly eye?
No, I like those when you... Is there a video of the sort of Nana going around the supermarket putting them all the tins and
yes!
things? It's a harmless bit of fun, isn't
it? Nothing can't be cheered up with a googly eye.
Because I also think that quote about, oh, we have to not damage the artwork, I sort of have sympathy with. But then if you're putting art in the street, it has to stand up to a certain amount of... It's going to get weathered, presumably. There are people out there going to bump into it. If it's street art... It can take a googly eye, surely.
Yeah, it can definitely handle a googly eye.
There's nothing that's not made
funnier. These pictures are great. They've got really good googly eye situation on a couple of deer sculptures.
Okay, I'm going to plan a prank where I jump out at you wearing big googly eyes and I'm going to film it. Is that all right?
Yeah, go on then.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
So, So it will be rock and roll football as usual. Now, one of my favourite parts of the show has become your football predictions.
Have any of them come true?
Well, no, but they're ludicrous. So
are they?
Yeah, you. I think last week you said that one game was going to be 7-7.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's never happened. Well, I mean, once you get past the age of about 12.
Why are you shutting down the possibility?
I enjoy it.
Maybe some of the rules need to change.
Football?
Yeah.
To facilitate allow, you
like
being correct.
Like, make the goal bigger.
Yeah, well, they wider. Do talk about these things. Because right, football is about goals. That's what annoys me, and I'm sure you're the same.
Yeah.
Mm. I think you're getting into football, because you say every week you don't like football, chat.
Make the pitch smaller and the goals bigger.
Yes.
And then you'll have 7-7, mate.
You might have 7-7.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Make it like Quidditch, so where you can, like, get...
Don't make it like Quidditch.
Where you can get points for other things, like chucking it.
Chucking it.
Or having another little tiny gold ball that you've got to get and get that somewhere as well. Play golf on the football pitch, where you've got to do golf and football at the same time.
I do think there's a call for multi-ball at some point, multi-ball. Like in pinball, where just for 5 minutes they lob a couple of extra balls in.
Yes.
It's fine. And there was a thing in football called the golden goal.
Really?
So you see, there's a football fan in there, Kerry.
Now there is, yeah.
So obviously at 2 p.m. it'll be the Matthews, Ford and Dyson banging on about Forest being in the news again because they might be fourth at Christmas. they're playing today.
Right.
They're away at Brentford. So obviously
okay. So you'll they're get playing a Brentford.
Different level of football chat at 2 o'clock. But let's put our two penneth in. What do you think of the game between Brentford and Nottingham Forest?
I think they'll have a lovely time. Are they all friends? Do they get on?
No.
But maybe they'll just say, should
they
we not do
each other.
Like, let's do 30 minutes each way and have a cup of tea.
So that's your prediction for that game?
Yes,
is that they'll
shorter.
Just do an hour
and then have a party
and just have a nice time
and
all
then
right.
have a party.
I love it. Now the early kickoff is Aston Villa, whose form has been a bit wobbly. They haven't maintained.
Oh, I've heard about that.
And Manchester City, as you'll know,
are they good?
They're finished. They're basically
finished.
I think they've realised they're going to get charged with all these things they've done, and they've decided it would be easier just to go out of business before then.
Is so that true? What, they're just going to fold?
They're going to fold, yeah.
What, like CNA and Woolies?
Yeah.
They're just going to shut shop.
Allegedly,
the charges.
I
can say they've been charged,
happen.
Though. They investigate it, yes, I can say, yeah. Can't I? Anyway.
I didn't know that happened, that football teams just went away.
Some do, yeah, some do.
That's blown my mind.
You are a football fan, Kerry, and you know it. What do you think is going to happen between Aston Villa and Manchester City?
I think that they're going to have a lovely...
They're going to have a lovely time.
They might have a cuddle. They like to have a cuddle, don't they, footballers, when they get happy and they have a little cuddle.
On the same team, or do you think there'll be a cuddle between opposition players?
They're going to have a massive cuddle, all of them.
A big cuddle, all of them?
A big group Christmas cuddle.
22 players cuddling all at once.
And it's going to be 0-0 and they're going to go, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Goals don't matter. What are goals? Really?
You're so close to the way Pep Guardiola is talking about football at the moment. They
really?
Asked him last week, why are you not winning many games at the moment? He went, because I'm not very good.
Wow.
It's
all
so
got
close to what you're saying. I think if it's 0-0 today, he might well say,
what is the
matter?
Point?
What is a goal?
Yeah, fair enough.
My
what is
goal,
a goal
is to be happy.
Exactly. How are we measuring success?
So we're going for a cuddle in the early kickoff. We're going for a lovely time, but only for an hour in Brentford. And of course, you are a Crystal Palace fan. You've said this before.
Well, I live near Crystal Palace.
You live
Palace.
Near there. They're playing Arsenal in the tea time kickoff.
Where are they playing? At Selhurst?
Yes.
See, I know stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What
I've been to see
there?
Palace play at Selhurst. I had a lovely day.
Yeah?
What's going to happen there? I reckon that's going to be a normal trad, 45 minutes each way. 3-2 to Palace.
Oh,
I'm
very excited this week. I've listed five things that very, very seldom happen in football but are a bit of fun. And I'm going to say them to you, and I just want you to tell me if you get a vibe off any of them.
Okay.
So, will there be an animal on the pitch at any league game today?
Definitely.
Yeah? What animal?
A googly-eyed pigeon.
Pigeon's a good shout.
Yeah.
Will a referee get a calf strain and have to be replaced partway through the game?
I can't see that.
No?
No.
Floodlight failure in the evening kickoff?
That can happen.
It can happen. Will it happen?
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Two players that are on the same team run into each other and both have to be taken off.
Surely that happens all the time. I can't imagine a game where that doesn't happen.
But not to the point where they hurt each other.
What, heads?
You're picturing a much more sort of clownish
right.
football. What they do, these modern ones now, the game changed
they
when Premier League
into each other.
They look where they're going. And it's ruined a lot of that. They don't arrive in a tiny car and all get out of it together. That's gone.
Yeah, that's changed the vibe.
There's no
the
buckets
vibe.
Of glitter. It's gone very, it's very boring now, football. And finally, a manager stepping backwards and falling into the dugout. Will that happen?
Definitely.
You heard it here first. Kerry Godleman speaks on Absolute Radio. And if you want to hear if that definitely happens, you should check in with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson on Rock and Roll Football at 2.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
Hey-o. That's a new one.
I like that. Do it again.
Hey-o.
Yeah, I like that.
So we've been discussing, it's the tidy up, not the cleanest show on the radio, but the tidiest.
Yep.
No loose ends here. Absolutely not. Jamie from Durham, worse than when someone brings a plate through as you are doing the dishes is when they do it when you've just drained the water away. Unforgivable.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're putting the rule down that if the water has been drained away,
it's over.
Plates must be disposed of.
That's for the next batch.
Straight in the bin.
Chuck it in the bin. Okay. You don't chuck the plate.
Keep it. Yeah, keep it. Keep it. Just wash it later.
Just chucking plates around.
Chuck it. Lob it out of the window. Carl from Cambridge, not having anybody who allows Monopoly to be played on Christmas Day. It is not a festive game. It does my head in, just causes arguments. So the final rule for Christmas, Monopoly is banned.
I'm with that. Yeah, fair
absolutely,
enough.
Absolutely, Carl. That goes on the list. And then a text from Adam in Halifax that I don't know whether we really want to get into. You've been to the Peace Hall in Halifax?
No, what's
it's
that?
It's architecturally stunning. Oh. And nobody knows it's there.
Okay.
It's like a Roman amphitheatre. And it's right in the middle of Halifax.
Ooh.
And you can get to two different B&Ms from there, which I don't think you can do at the Colosseum.
No, probably not. I've been to Halifax for years.
Well, the people from Halifax are lovely, but their opinions are sometimes questionable.
Go on.
And I come to this. Adam in Halifax, why is it called the John Richardson Show when Kerry Godleman plays the starring role and makes the shoe so much funnier? Mm. I assume he means the show, unless you've got a side hustle you're not telling me about where you bling up people's shoes. Do you put googly eyes on shoes?
I am going to now.
Don't get me wrong. It's a great show. And John Richardson is funny. I'm just saying.
I like Adam in Halifax.
Yeah.
Do you think it's the poem that turned it around for a lot of people?
I think possibly that.
Yeah.
Possibly that.
Anarchic genius was the phrase that the critic used.
I don't think he did, though.
Well, he put those two words were
those
in
two
there.
Words were together, mm-hmm. but you can't just hear two words in the day that you like and mash them together as a quote.
It wasn't
to
in the day,
himself.
It was in the same critique.
Yeah, okay. And you've been sent some football banter, so you can have an opinion. If you look at the text from, it's about people below 50.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a good bit of...
I can do football banter.
It's Craig in Bromley.
Yeah.
So you've got the accent is there already. So
yeah, no, I could do Bromley.
Go on, read that text to me as if we're in a pub and
so
I say...
people below 50?
What are you making a game at the moment?
Well, people below 50 years old, that's them born after 1971, weren't taught empirical measurements, were they? So why do commentators still talk about yachts to describe distance, eh?
That's a good point, never thought of that.
Yeah, mate.
18-yard box, it's the 10.6-metre box.
When needs to... what? Hang on. When needs to be happy for them... I don't understand. He's scatting now.
Yeah.
When needs to happy for them to use metric system, maybe Kerry could start a national campaign. So, and he's put googly eyes.
Yeah. So there you go. Now you can check. If anyone says about football, you say, it's all, you know...
It's all metric.
It should all be metres.
Metres.
Yeah, we've got all this technology in the game.
It needs to be metres and googly eyes, mate.
What?
That would be good if the players put googly eyes on their knees. That would really change the game. Something for everyone.
Yeah, someone would ban it. Someone would ban it. Right, what do you want to call this week's podcast if people haven't been able to listen to the full show online?
If we're not going to go with anarchic genius.
Yeah.
Googly eyes.
Googly eyed pigeon.
Googly eyed pigeon.
I thought about Christmas Causeland.
Oh, that's good. You're just trying to get back in with him now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Chris.
Because he's a winner.
But I'll say it again, it's Just Dancing.
It's very difficult to say The John Richardson Show. Can you say The John Richardson Show?
This is The John Richardson Show.
Well, there we go. That was this week's podcast. We got through it, didn't we? We got through the whole year.
We definitely got through it.
We're back next year, so that is our output for 2024. You can't go back now.
I think 2025 is going to be a banger.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I don't think so. No one ever says that to them.
Wow.
I did Jules's Hootenanny 1 year.
Yeah.
Only the 1 year. And He does a bit where he goes round and he speaks to everyone for a bit. And I didn't get the vibe. He's supposed to be very celebratory and happy. Oh, and he got to me and he said, what do you think is going to happen next year? And I went, I think it'll be, you know, ups and downs, but mostly bad. And he looked at me like I had destroyed New Year. I was like, but I'm a comedian, so I'm not supposed to say, like, oh, do you think, like, if we're all positive, everything will be okay?
You just went straight for it's just not going to be good.
I said something like, well, life is just an endless stream of disappointments, isn't it?
So, yeah, he hadn't been on your Wikipedia page, had he?
Yeah.
When he asked, he should have got your brand.
No, I should have just shouted, Hootenanny!
Yeah,
then I would have been rebooked. I've never been invited back.
I'd love to go to that. I've never been to that.
I went once. I touched a Proclaimer. That'll do for me.
Where did you touch the Proclaimer?
On the hand.
Okay.
He shook my hand.
Oh, right, you shook hands.
Yeah.
That's a weird way to phrase shaking hands, isn't it? I touched.
Is that not how you say it?
Like, if you shake someone's hand, you don't go, I touched them.
That's what I do when I meet people in the pub or whatever. Let's all touch. Shall we all touch?
Yeah, you might want to rephrase that.
Okay. Pray for John's touch. Have a wonderful Christmas and New Year.
Pray to be touched by John.
Thank you for... Just thanks for everything, guys. Just can't thank you enough, really.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. See you next year.